Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The song sounds so much better when coming up a big winning week.
Ooh. You say Lee killed him, huh?
5-1 on this show last week. 5-1.
Goodness gracious, Lee.
Take that any day of the week. Lee Sterling, don't kill the music yet, Solana. I think we all need to sing along with it. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. Let's all sing it together. On me, like a rhinestone cowboy. Just doesn't work with the lag time. I don't. Like a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen showing up.
Yeah.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy the conversation. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
We're good when you're 5-1, man. You know? I know you are. Before I ask you some lines here and some of your picks, yeah. What'd you think of the Canes-Clemson game? Because you're a Cane like I am. Did it say something to you, that Canes-Clemson game? Or it was, hey, you know, you play the number one team, what do you expect?
It actually did, and it went as I expected, the final outcome and the score. But I think
you had taken, by the way, on the show last week, he had taken Clemson minus the points.
Yeah. So I think I predicted that they were going to win by 24-25, and that pretty much, I think, one way or the other was the final score. Here's what I thought. I felt that the rain hampered Miami some. Felt that that first drive, you have Roach, he ends up lining up off sides. If he comes up with that interception, they're not down 7-0. And then the double pass, which was a great call, I did not think that the play calls from their offensive coordinator were very good from that point going forward. And they were also going up against a defense that was ready to play. But they call that double pass. And, you know, if he throws a little longer and they complete it for a touchdown, he had to come back for it, and there was interference call. But if they complete that for the touchdown, they're either up 7-0 or tied 7-7. Once they were down 14-0, the game was over. You don't come back against Clemson. So talk to someone who works inside Clemson's sports information department, and he was told that Miami hit on defense as hard as they had felt a defense had hit them on offense in 4 or 5 years. So kind of tells you something. I think Miami's coming around. I just think they're a year or two away.
I don't know what's going on with this Canes line, because I was just going to ask you. So when we started the show at 2 o'clock, my website had the Canes minus 14 against Pitt tomorrow. Then in the end of the 2 o'clock hour, it was down to minus 13.5. And now I just looked, it's minus 12.5.
Right.
So I don't know why it's gone down 1.5 in the last hour and a half, but do you like this Canes-Pitt game tomorrow?
No, I don't, and it's not going to be an official play. This is a game I will steer far away from. Kenny Pickett, their quarterback, has a sprained ankle. He might give it a go. It's a game-time decision. They really have no backup. They asked their coach, Pat Narduzzi, who he would play. He was undecided between his second and third-string quarterback. So he could play and end up playing the whole game. He could play and end up not being able to give it a go after the first series or two, or he doesn't even start the game. So I just think with a game like that, you just steer clear. I do think Miami will play well. I think it's a different team than last year. once they started losing, it was like an avalanche. I think they'll play well. It's just between 12.5 and 13.5 points, I think it's a tough game. I'm going to steer clear. I will tell you Miami will win this game, though.
Okay. What about the Dolphins? Dolphins are a 9-point favorite over Adam Gase and the Jets.
First time, I think it's in 21 games, he's been a favorite. As is Brian Flores. It's crazy. It's a tough game. Another game. I don't want to make an official decision. And I'm usually, I'll take a shot at things. I do think that Joe Flacco is done. I think he's shot. I'm just afraid Miami, you know, has one of those games where they're flat and they score 20, 23, 24 points. And do you want to lay, you know, close to 10 points? I don't want to do it. I think Miami's going to win the game. I think Adam Gase is going to get fired after the game. But I don't want to lay that kind of wood.
Understood.
And Lee, quick, man. I'm watching this Georgia-Alabama line, and it's going up and down, up and down. The only variable is Nick Saban being on the sideline. Do you move a line for Nick Saban?
I think there's two coaches you move lines for. I think it's Bill Belichick, and I would maybe move the line two and a half points. And this line started, it was 6 points, and then the news came out that Nick Saban had tested positive, and it moved down all the way to 4. Now it's come back to 4.5. He's going to have to test negative today and tomorrow to be able to coach on the sideline. I think he's worth, you know, point and a half. So I'll give you an official, but it won't be one of my top three plays, but I'll give you an official play on this game. I think even though Georgia's defense is ranked number 2, allowing just 12 points per game, Alabama's offense number 2 also, putting up 51 points per game, you got to run on Georgia some to be successful. Auburn and Tennessee couldn't do it. I think Alabama's offense, they have a superior offensive line. I think they're running back Harris. I think he's a first or a second round pick. And as long as they're not forced into these 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10 situations, I think they have the passing game to do some damage on this Georgia team. Now, their defense hadn't been great, but their two receivers, Waddle and Devonta Smith, could end up with the Dolphins next year. They're that good. I'm going to lay the 4.5 points. I think Alabama wins this game. Roll Tide, 34-23.
Roll Tide. I don't like hearing that on this show. All right, what else do you have? Your choice, Lee Sterling. He's a sports handicapper. Website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Give us, is that one of the three plays that you're going to give us,
no,
or do you have three additional
ones? We're going to give you 5 total. We're going to give you 4 more selections. We're going to fire off.
Here we go. Bring it up.
All right, here we go. In college football, we're going to take Memphis. Memphis plus 3.5 points at home against Central Florida. Don't normally get a whole lot of information on teams, what's going on, but I'm hearing right now they are really banged up. A lot of these guys aren't showing up on the injury report, but two guys and decided not to play this year on the defense due to COVID concerns. I think they've been able to cover up. Randy Shannon's done a decent job because their offense, you know, is just so good. But Memphis playing with double revenge here. I like the home underdog here. Wrong team's favorite. Give me Memphis in that game against UCF. That's going to be play number 2. Play number 3, we're going to go, we're going to stick in college football, and we're going to go with a game that most people won't even look at. We're going to take UAB against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky thought they had found the quarterback, a transfer, Tyrell Pigrum. He was a guy that was playing at Maryland, just not getting the job done. I mean, they were averaging just 2.9 yards per attempt when he was throwing the football. Last game, he lost 2 fumbles. I think they're going to make a quarterback change. UAB, we saw him play Miami. They're consistent. Their starting quarterback will be back for this game. They've held teams to under 140 rushing yards in every game, and just think that Western Kentucky's offense is horrible. UAB can throw the ball when they have to, and Spencer Brown is a quality back, averaging over 5 yards and per carry and 5 touchdowns on the year. Give me UAB, lane the 13.5.
All right, what's your fourth one?
Fourth one is in the NFL. We're going to take Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland, number 1 in the NFL with plus 8 turnovers. This is the game, the revenge game for Pittsburgh, where you know, the throwing helmet incident took place. I mean, Myles Garrett lost it. I think Pittsburgh was looking ahead last week on defense. They brought their C-minus or D-plus game, and defense has played with emotion and also blew some assignments and allowed Philadelphia to hang in that game, but they pulled away late. They have 20 sacks, does Pittsburgh, in four games. Baker Mayfield, just three interceptions. This is going to be the game where he throws two or three interceptions here. I like Pittsburgh. We're going to lay the 3.5. Pittsburgh wins by more than a touchdown.
All right, and your final one.
Final one is going to be a UFC fight. So we've been rolling in the UFC of late. And like an underdog, plus 130, Claudio Hannibal Silva, 38 years old, took some time off because of injuries between 2014 and 2018. 38, but this guy is a submission expert. He's focused now, two rear naked chokes and an arm bar in the last three fights. He ended them early here. He's fighting James Krause. Krause's game, but he's one of these guys. I don't think the James Krause is the nickname he goes by. I don't think that's creative enough. The Hannibal, just one of these guys that just he just wears you down. He also beat Leon Edwards. Since he beat Leon Edwards on a 10-1 run here. He'll be fighting for the championship. So Claudio Hannibal Silva wins this fight as an underdog, plus 130 over James Krause.
I like it. Lee Sterling, the website, ParamountSports.com. He was 5-1 on this show last week. So he likes Claudio Hannibal Silva as a dog tomorrow night. He likes the Pittsburgh Steelers laying the points against the Browns on Sunday. On Saturday, college football, he likes UAB laying the points against Western Kentucky. He likes Memphis getting the points against UCF. And he likes Alabama laying the points against Georgia. Thank you, as always, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. You have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.